Yes, Patty?
Is this about the receiving reports now?
We're just about to go there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so in this section, which is 15 minutes long, we agreed that we would receive reports from committees, including the LSBs, i.e., we're going to note those reports which have been submitted for the record. Questions on the Committee to Investigate Charges of Racism and Sexism from Don White, and a report back from each signal area on how their delegate assembly voted on the bylaws amendment. So that means 5 minutes for each. I think it'll be easier to go back to front. Is there any objection to starting with the bylaws amendment report back? Okay. I'll call on members from each signal area and ask them to report. WBAI, Bob, how did the delegate assembly vote?
The delegate assembly could not reach quorum, so no vote was held.
Mary Berg, KPFA, delegate assembly.
We again voted unanimously that we do. You're talking about the at-large directors?
Yeah. Yes.
Not to reject this.
Don White, KPFK,
no
delegate
more.
Assembly.
No more directors.
Not delegate assembly voted not.
Microphone, dear.
Microphone.
Oh, excuse me. The delegate assembly voted not to accept this. They voted against, but a member put us on notice for reconsideration.
Deb Shafto.
KPFT. Our assembly voted 100% to not accept new members.
Okay, and WPFW, Zarina, how did you delegate assembly vote on the bylaws amendment? Rob?
The measure was voted down by the WPFW local station board.
Thank you. Unless I'm wrong, that means it's not adopted.
Correct.
Okay. The next thing is a question from Don White regarding the progress of the committee to investigate charges of racism and sexism.
I'm going to make this very quick, very rapid. These are two questions directed to the committee, whether or not you have considered them yet or whether or not you are going to consider them. This is around the committee that was a form to investigate racism and so on.
AC is chair of that committee, I believe, or at least convener, so he should hear this.
What's that
okay.
Again?
These are just two questions some of my constituents want to put forward, whether or not the committee has dealt with them or intends to. One, to avoid a closed or kind of unknown process, is there a plan for on-air announcements at all stations and or website announcements so that all listener sponsors who may be alleged victims can be made aware of their rights under this process? And the second question is, have you dealt with the sequence of how you will deal with alleged violations or behavior so that maybe they could be handled in a sequence of the earliest allegations be dealt with first, or the constituents are interested in how the sequence of this process will be handled?
Well, we, as I said, we just briefly met today, and of course we haven't gone over those questions. There were some discussions about the fact that we were going to be working with the resource coordinator. Her name is
Yolanda Thomas,
Human Resources. Working with her and, of course, with the legal counsel on these questions. So I think I would rather wait until we met with them before we give an opinion on anything. And but basically, we want to be fair and just in whatever we do. That's why we're asking for help from the attorney as well as the resource person.
Mr. Chairman, that actually does adequately answer, and if you don't
wonderful.
Mind, I will give my two questions to the chair of that committee.
Thank you very much. Next thing is received reports from committees, including LSBs. Greg, can you report on which LSBs transmitted LSB reports? I got an electronic version of KPFT's LSB report from Sue Young, which I forwarded to the PMB last night.
Right. You also actually got that in print that was put on your tables on Friday. But
okay.
That's the only one that I know of at this point that you have in writing.
And to remind, what we had asked was that each LSB report on the progress of its compliance with the duties specified in the bylaws for LSBs. Yes, Patty?
Our LSB chair did not submit a report. Our LSB did not, but I would like entered into the record a minority report from our local station board, from five local station board members who did prepare a report. And I will pass them out.
There's been a request to enter into the record the minority report from five LSBs. I will check Roberts on the acceptance of minority reports, and we'll get back to that. Hold on a second. Before we get to this, I just want to know, what can you, Greg, detail what other reports from committees have been received?
All right. You have in the packet, you have the board packet, you have elections, programming, governance, and personnel. Those are the only ones that we received in the office as far as I know. What?
The Affiliates Task Force has a report, and I know that Donna Gates printed it up, and I've been looking for it. So I thought maybe she'd set it, you know, set it on the table or something, but we have a report.
Okay.
A hard copy.
Huh. Okay. I didn't get it, but I'm sure it's here somewhere.
All right.
And elections does have action.
No, I never saw that.
Ray left with his hand up, so I'll recognize him first. Okay, so I guess he doesn't want to speak. Lydia, then Lisa and Rob.
Yes, I would like to move that the local station board chairs who did not submit their reports for this meeting do so by the first scheduled teleconference meeting of the PMB in October.
They don't get a t-shirt.
And that it should include that we only received one report, and that was from KPFT. I think that that will signal to them that they are the ones that are out of compliance with that request.
I did receive verbal notification from Vajra Kilgour in New York when I was in New York that because of an injury, she would not physically be able to do it.
Right, and we got a written response from her. But I think that we need to do something so that it's not the impression is not that we're going to let it go. So we want it by the next meeting.
And I will re-notice them by email after this weekend.
Okay, before we go on, I want to read to you from Roberts about minority reports. The formal presentation of a minority report is a privilege that the Assembly may accord, not a matter of right, since the appointment of the committee implies that the Assembly is primarily interested in the findings of the majority of the committee's members. But in debate on any written or oral report in the Assembly, any member of the reporting committee who does not concur has the same right as any other member to speak individually in opposition. So basically what that means is that have the minority report entered into the record requires, as I understand it, an affirmative vote of the Assembly. So I take it that your motion is that the minority report from the BAILSB be entered into the record?
Yes.
Is there a second to that?
A second.
Debate on that? Seeing no debate, we can move straight to a vote. All those in favor of... Is there any objection to adopting the minority...
Point of information.
Yes.
Seems like Lydia Brazon also had a motion. Am I just really confused?
Oh.
Are we going to come back to that?
No. What happened to that motion? I'm sorry. I was reading
Roberts. That the LSB chairs submit reports to the PNB by the next PNB telephone conference.
All right.
But I thought
the chair
we mentioned...
The chair was out of order. The chair apologizes. We'll deal with this motion and then that motion. Okay, so that Brazon's motion is open for debate. Who would like to speak opposed? Seeing no opposition, may it be adopted without opposition? It's adopted without objection. Now, Heffley has a motion to enter the minority report from the BAILSB into the record. Is there a second?
A second.
Is there any need for debate on it? Is there any objection to the receiving of the minority report? Seeing no objection, we'll receive the minority report. Yes, Lisa.
I just wanted to comment to read, you know, because it was just put out there that, at least by the director who put it out, that the WBA LSB chair did not submit a report, but there was a reason behind that. She made it. I know she submitted it to the LSB list, so I can't speak for people and the PMB, what they did and did not know. No, but I just want to collect because it was put out there, and it was just put one side of it, but there was a reason behind why she does not have it. She broke her wrist. She was in surgery. In addition to that, she also had some very... But I just had to go because it was just put out there that was not even part of it.
Would you like to make a motion that the board wishes the chair of the BAILSB rapid return to health and recovery from her injury?
And also just another thing. Just, I mean, right after the bat, she also had two tragic deaths in her family, right? So with this break, so I just wanted to...
I actually read that report from the
Ray?
Chair.
Ray? I'll recognize Ray.
I move that the board extend best wishes to
Hold
Vajra.
Hold on. Go ahead.
I move that the board extend its best wishes to Vajra Kilgour, who has experienced both a dramatic accident recently and death, you know, pretty close to her.
Is there a second? Is there any objection to the board offering that? Ray, can you repeat your motion for the secretary?
I move that the board extend its sympathies to Vajra Kilgour, the chair of the WBI board, and on the occasion of an accident which resulted in surgery and death of two close family members.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, that's adopted, which reminds me that one of our members has actually had a very trying event in his family. Ambrose Lane's wife is seriously ill, which is the reason that he's not here, and I'm wondering if any member of the board would like to make a similar motion.
Mary Berg, I so move.
I second.
Can we get language, because I'm too brain dead to come up
with
it. I
move that we extend sympathies and best wishes and offers of help, if possible, to Ambrose Lane.
And his wife.
And his wife, sir.
We send her the best.
I would say extend healing or something, versus not sympathy, please.
How about a motion to ask the ED to convey our concern and best wishes to Mr. and Mrs. Lane?
Yes, I had already taken some steps in that regard a couple of days ago.
Thank you. May that be adopted without objection? Okay. We are now at... hang on a second. We need to know whether there were any action items that are urgent from the Elections Committee.
Yes, elections.
There are urgent items? Okay.
Well, they pertain to the election, so...
Okay, got it. So,
Mr. Chair,
they look extensive, but I think the motions are short.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Lunch has been served. People need to check out. I am recommending that we do that, take public comment, and then take the elections items immediately prior to the taking the bird motion. Is that acceptable?
Yeah, as long as they're dealt with, yes.
After lunch and public comment.
What time will be public comment?
So public comment will begin in this room at 1:40. The time for your lunch is 20 minutes and checkout, which means you're going to have to check out, get your lunch, and come in to this room. The audience has graciously accepted to have us eat in front of them while they regale us with their...
Mr. Chair,
yes, Teresa.
When is checkout?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I did not technically express this. I would like the affiliates task force report to be entered into the record.
Okay. Is there any objection to the entering of the affiliates task force in the record? Seeing none.
Mr. Chair, what time is checkout? I thought it
was. Let me remind people. People can. I think you should check out now, basically. You can check at the front desk. I asked on behalf of the whole group. You will need to get back into your room to go to the front desk and have them reactivate your card key. At that time, you can ask them by when you need to be cleared out.
What?
They said 3. According to Rob, they said 3. However, this group will not be out of this room by 3, unfortunately, I can promise you.